In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The smoke will clear in a second. It'll be okay. This is a busy time of year, wouldn't you agree? I mean, there's a lot going on. I suspect you all have been spending some time putting together some plans, some foods, maybe some gifts. You've been busy. And this is sort of this moment in the midst of all the busyness. Maybe even tried to go to the mall or something. I've learned in my 2 short years of being in this area, don't do that. Which is perfectly fine with me, by the way. But I just know that in our society, there's this urgency about this time of year, and it tends to put pressure on people. Have you noticed that? Maybe you felt a little bit of it along the way. The concept being, you know, there's these expectations that you have to meet, and if you don't, then somehow this Christmas season just isn't going to be what it's supposed to be. And I would say to you, you forgot something, didn't you? Right? In all your preparation, that little thing that's kind of clicking back there in your head, you forgot that one little thing for grandma or whoever else, and I would say, so what? You know, the beauty of it is, in the midst of the chaos of the preparation, you felt called to come here. And this is the place where you can just say, it's enough. It's just enough. All that will be in the celebration of this holiday, once you leave this place, it's just going to be what it's going to be. Amen? So let's just, for a moment, and don't breathe deep if the smoke offends you, but if you can, go ahead and just take a deep breath and relax. And now we can just focus on what this is really about. Amen? I mean, all the rushing around in the family and all that's a good time, depending on your family. But for most people, it's a good time. But it can cause chaos. And this night, in the midst of all the chaos of the Christmas pressure and all the other things that are going on, here you are. And this is your time to just say, okay, here I am. And in the midst of the whole thing, I would say to this, brothers and sisters, is an opportunity to look at the other side. All the other things that we've seen, all the things we've seen on television, it's time to look at the other side. And we've seen things on television that hint to it. You've watched the news lately, it's a little more hopeful, isn't it? They do what they like to call human interest stories. They get a hold of people who are doing good things, and they do little news clips about them, and they talk about how wonderful people are being to one another. Somebody, so far, I'm not even kidding, I saw this. The guy was delivering packages, and he put it on the front porch, and it was a TV. So he took a bunch of other stuff on the front porch and blocked it so nobody could see the TV on the front porch. That became a news item. Did you see it? How wonderful this delivery guy was for going the extra mile to make sure the television set didn't get swiped off the front porch. That's a thing. I don't know if you knew that. People go around swiping stuff off the front porch. I guess it's like a surprise gift every time. But all these things make the news. Even Publix commercials are just a little bit of tear in the corner of your eye. Right? You've seen it. It's just sort of trying to get to your heart a little bit. And I'd say this, that's a sign of the other side of this holiday season, this Christmas season. People think that they're just feeling warm and tingly inside. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what that is. What that is that you're feeling is the grace of God moving in you. In fact, the grace of God has moved you to such a level that you're sitting here at 11 o'clock at night, knowing everybody's coming to the house tomorrow. But it's 11 o'clock at night and you're going to sit here. See, that's the grace of God moving. And so if you were wondering how you ended up here, you may have thought you were drugged here by mom, dad, grandma, or somebody else. You may have come here of your own free will, which is wonderful. I'm glad that you came. But I would say for all of us here, no matter what we understand our motivation to be, the true motivation is that sense inside of you that says, there's more. There's more to this There's more to this than being stuck in traffic down on the other end of 60 by the mall. There's more to this than feeling the pressure of having to get the right gift for the right people. There's more to this than realizing that yesterday somebody you haven't heard from forever sent you a Christmas card and you didn't send them one. Right? There's more to it. That other part that you're feeling, that's the more. But not society isn't going to tell you that. So you came here looking for more, and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you found it. The more is the presence of God. The reason you're here is because that presence of God is indwelling each and every one of you. Amen? It's in there whether you recognize it or not. You have no choice. You're his created being, and he has placed it in you. And that's what's welling up inside of you right now. That's what drug you here. It was God. He's drugged me a lot of places. So don't feel bad if you felt like you were drugged here. The fact of the matter is, he's moving, and you can feel it. And that's what's happening. He is guiding us. It's the more. It's the more that he has for us. And I would say this is just a little snippet. We just have these moments, right? That's why we kind of go all out with the music and the smoke and all that. It's like heaven. Unless you don't like to smoke, then it's like something else. But the fact is this. We are looking to Jesus. Society is looking to Jesus right now. It's like these times I like to refer to him as a thin place. I mean, how often is it okay for you to put a Jesus sign or a Jesus himself little figurine in your front yard and nobody says anything about it? But if you go into some public places and say the name Jesus and everybody's all up in arms, you can't say that here. I drove through my neighborhood and about every third house has a Mary, Joseph, and Jesus hanging out in their front yard. There's one in my front yard. And I just keep thinking, how wonderful is this? We can say the name of Jesus and people don't bat an eye. They're like, okay. Because everyone is created in the image of God. And because of that, within them, there is this little bit of God's grace present. That's what inspires the Publix commercials. It inspires the news to find something good to say. It inspires you to come here tonight. The grace of God is moving, offering you this moment of peace in this Christmas chaos. Amen. There's a bigger picture. Like I said before, this is just a glimpse. So whether you're here every week or whether you're here this season to celebrate with us, whether you're visiting from out of town, I want you to hear this. It'll either remind you of something you already know or it might be news, and it'll be good news. This respite from the chaos of the world is available every single day. When we seek a life in Christ, what he brings to us is peace in the chaos. He brings us a safe place to dwell with him, and he dwells with us. Peace in the chaos. So just look at this way this season has been and this moment to just breathe. And imagine that opportunity available to you every single day of this life. Now, I could go back and review the whole story of his birth, but you've all heard that before, right? What I want to look at just for a minute is Paul's letter to Titus. See, now Titus was left behind to build up the church. Paul's writing him and saying, okay, do all these things, get the right leaders, make sure they're of the proper character, and so on and so forth. And he works his way through this rather short letter to him, making sure, hey, teach sound doctrine, make sure that the church is saying the things that the church should be saying. And then he says this, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly." Turn from the chaos. "While we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Amen? The church is still waiting for him to come back, but in this time period between now and his second coming, when he returns again, Paul is reminding Titus, "Teach the church to look to me always. Seek me always. Follow me always." And I'd say to you, brothers and sisters, in this season of Christmas, when society, for this brief moment, is willing to look at Jesus, we're at a thin place. A thin place where we as Christians can proclaim him and claim him and speak his name and feel his comfort and his peace and his presence that we feel every day, but we feel a little more safer today, though, don't we? It's a little safer today. It's not weird if you go back to work in a couple of days and people say, "Hey, what'd you do for Christmas?" And you say, "I went to church." They go, "Oh, that's nice. I go to church with my grandma every Christmas." And you can say, "I go to church every Sunday." Because that joy that you felt when you stepped into that thin place, when everyone was looking at Jesus and you said, "Well, let me look too." And in the midst of the chaos of your Christmas planning, you found peace and comfort. You can say to him, "That is available to you every single day when you choose to follow Jesus." It's not just a moment. It's a lifetime, which then turns into eternity. How could we not want that? How could we not want this to be every day? What a joy it is. This peace of God, which passes all understanding. In the midst of the chaos of this season, brothers and sisters, is available to you in the chaos of your life, no matter how you might think otherwise. Jesus is calling, and he is saying, "Come, come to me." The one who came to us is saying, "Come to me and know the joy of his grace, which is already moving in you, or you wouldn't even be here." Amen.